The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The debates between contenders for the Republican nomination for president have begun in earnest. Michelle Bachmann has been impressive with her consistent answers. Herman Cain has been rising steadily the last few weeks. Still, though, the popular political analysts say Mitt Romney is the front runner. Whether they are right or just pushing for him to win, it seems wise to look more closely at Romney to see what kind of president he would be. The Bible teaches that, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So it matters a great deal what a candidate thinks about God, about himself, and about others. This will determine his actions. What does Mitt Romney think about God? While no one can see into another's heart, our actions do reveal our heart. Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Mitt Romney is a Mormon. He is an elder in the Mormon Church. We can only assume he accepts the teachings of that group as being the truth. Mormons believe the Bible is wrong where it disagrees with the Book of Mormon. Therefore, they do not believe the Bible to be the absolute authority which Jesus taught it was. Thus, we can expect that Mitt Romney's thinking has been shaped by ideas outside the Scriptures. In principle, this would make him no different than Barack Obama. Obama claimed in his campaign that he was a Christian. Yet his policies have promoted abortion, homosexuality, and a one-world government, all of which are diametrically opposed to the Scripture. Indeed, Romney, as governor of Massachusetts, forced on that state by executive order the so-called marrying of homosexuals. Is that different from Obama? The Bible says, "For our rulers we should choose, quote, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, to be rulers." If a man believes major lies concerning God and His Word, how can he be qualified to be a ruler in any government office, much less the presidency? But some would say that Romney has a good grasp on the economy. Consider, does morality flow out of economy, or does economy flow out of morality? Or does morality have nothing to do with economy? Some would say, they have nothing to do with each other. But if that's true, why are employers having great difficulty keeping a work crew since, as our morality keeps plunging downward, fewer and fewer workers show up for work on time? When we don't have internal self-government, which America's founders used interchangeably with morality, we don't have the self-discipline to maintain productive work habits. Doesn't productivity greatly affect the profit businesses make? Others say morality flows out of economy. They may not know it, but that's what the father of communism, Karl Marx, taught. He taught your income affected your morality. The truth is, economy flows out of morality. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, food, shelter, and clothing, will be added to you." If we live according to the Bible, seeking to follow Christ with all our hearts, He will help us use the gifts He's deposited in us to enable us to make a living in this world, no matter what the economy is like. Thus, how could anyone with a biblical worldview support Mitt Romney for president? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address is heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.